Ramble. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky. I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Matthew. Hello. And we got Rainey on the ones and twos.
Hi.
Today, we just have another little chit-chat advice episode for you. We dug deep into the emails to find some really juicy questions, a couple really juicy am I the assholes,
Oof.
Everyone's fave. But till then, guys, what are you obsessed with right now? What is something you're like literally obsessed with right now?
You're so obsessive, Becky.
I mean, other than me.
Obsessed with obsession.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, I've been obsessed with the color green.
Green.
Yes.
Okay.
Because normally.
Shout out color green.
Shout out color green. Normally, I'm a blue boy and I wear lots of blue. But lately, the past like couple of months, I've been doing a lot of green.
Like very monochrome.
Yeah, a lot more green.
Are you
tones.
Like, are we talking like neon green? Or are we talking winter? Like evergreen?
Like winter more Wonderland. Like sagey.
Sage.
Yeah.
Okay. Edamame.
Yeah,
avocado.
Edamame, avocado
if
green.
That's what the pink color yes. would be.
You're also yes. in green today.
I know. Case in point.
There you go.
Case in point. Mint green, you know, all those like softer green tones.
Mm.
Love.
Mm.
Love.
Was there an inciting incident? Like, was there a spark or it was just, it's just
nature.
No. It's just the river.
I don't know why. I just like, I like, I'm not feeling blue right now.
Green represents happiness.
You are such a blue boy. Your
what
house
does green
is blue?
Represent? Happiness. Green represents money.
Money. I think, Becky, we were talking like earlier last week, you want to like make your entire bedroom green. So you also have a green obsession.
I do. Well, we've always had a green obsession. So like, I don't know why he's copying me. But our house is very green and I really want to paint the bedroom because we have, our bedroom is like, weirdly big. It's bigger than our living room. Like we have our bed and then we have a secondary love seat and chair.
And a fireplace.
And a fireplace that we're horrified to ever turn on. I'm like, I can't do it. I don't know what's in there. I'm scared of it. Because we had a gas leak like the first 2 days we moved in.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to blow up if we turn it on.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
But it's such a big bedroom and we have all these French doors around. So it's nothing but natural light. And I'm like, I feel like we could go like dark green, like moody green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then where the vanity is, do like an edamame avocado sort of like sage green vibe.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The only thing I don't know what to do is like with trim. Like, do you do the trim white?
You could.
Beige?
I mean, you could do like a monochrome, like do a lighter or a darker.
Yeah.
Just depends. People paint their ceilings.
I know. Yeah. I've been seeing that.
Yeah.
But we have trim and then we have wainscoting. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. Paneling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wainscoting.
Kind of by the fireplace. So I don't know what we're going to do with that. I don't know. Our friend Alyssa painted our mural on our wall.
Yeah.
And she loves painting, is really good at it. So I'm just going to be like, whatever you want to do, let's do it.
I trust you.
Always paint over
get that
it.
Paint out. That's
exactly.
true. That's the one good thing with paint.
Yeah.
You can mock it up on like a on Canva. Yeah. I love Canva.
Oh, yeah. And doing like a little, seeing how,
how things look.
Easy.
Color theory kind of thing. Yeah.
Vibe. What are you obsessed with right now, Maggie?
I feel like I have a very obsessive personality in that when I find something that I like, I just will do it until I get sick of it. But as of lately, I am very obsessed with pickleball.
The pickling.
You and my mom both. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Betsy and Maggie twinning.
Exactly. They converted like a park nearby where it used to be, I think, one or two tennis courts, and now it's all pickleball courts. Mm. And like that's all people go and do at this park.
Whoa.
So we've been going on.
Is it now like five times busier than it ever used to be?
Yes. So we like to go like very early. We go at like 7:30, 8 o'clock on weekdays sometimes. And then we've been going on weekends and meeting friends and like doing double dates. And it's been so fun getting like a couple games in. Like you go, you play till 11 or you win by two and then you hop off the court and you let other people kind of cycle through. So it's like very fun. It's very social. People bring their dogs. People bring their kids. It's very cute.
How long does a pickleball game last?
It can last. I mean, if the other if the other team's very good, they can sweep you in like 5 to 10 minutes, but typically like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, that's not too bad.
If yeah, I waited 30 minutes to play a game and then somebody beat me in 5 minutes, yeah. I would start crying.
Yeah. I feel, well, okay, so I played, usually we'll bring either Zach's sister and her husband, or we'll bring like other friends. So I haven't played a lot with like strangers. So Zach has, because he likes to go before work and like start the day with some activity. But he likes to go early because sometimes in the middle of the day, there's a lot more people. And when there's a lot more people, there's like very advanced people who sometimes wait like 30 minutes. And if they're not playing with someone at their level, they get kind of upset.
But that's how.
In that, like, okay, I just waited 45 minutes. Like, I really want to like get a good game in. And they just like.
I want to be challenged.
What do they like trash talk to you? Do they like look at you funny? Like, what are they?
There's a lot of people.
I don't know what the pickle anger looks like. Is it like John McEnroe?
Like, when you eat a sour pickle, you're like. Yeah.
You know? Most of the people there are very nice, but there's some individuals that get like very snippy, and like as soon as like a court like opens up, they start like screaming at the top of their lungs. They're like, "Court, look alive! Like, come on!" And
look, we're just alive.
Like, "Look alive!"
And we're like, "We're going!" We swear.
What's the like age range at the pickleball court?
All ages. There, we've
Three
played
to 97.
We played like a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old was like teaching my mom how to play singles.
Cute.
It was really cute. On Thanksgiving, we went and played pickleball. So we like worked up an appetite, played, or between dessert and dinner, we played pickleball in between, which was really fun. And there was no one at the court, but there was a kid there teaching my mom to play. He goes there pretty often. There, we played like an 88-year-old like a couple days ago, and he smoked me. Like, I could not. He was doing, like, topspin on his serves, and, like, it was just, like, the ball. It was kind of a windier day, and the ball kept, like, going a different direction, and I could not return it. And he made me nervous, and he just crushed me, so it was fine.
Yeah, Popkin was saying he goes in the mornings, and he plays with a lot of older people.
Yes. We played with Popkin yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And I love playing with Popkin. He is just like a chatty Cathy and just like talks to everyone. And by association, then I talk to everyone.
Yeah, is it a talk? Like, do you try? I asked him this and he was like, no, you don't really trash talk. But I was like, why not? Like, is it like tennis where you like
show up and start trash talking all the older people?
Well, Popkin was so funny. He was like, you and Keith should come. And I was like,
you should.
Yes. And then what exactly do we do with Henry? And he was like, well, you would bring him. And then like, you know, you kind of go one at a time, or like someone else could watch him. And I was like, you have a lot of faith in other people watching your baby, Poppy.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's ready to watch it.
Me and Zach will go that same
day.
We'll go that same day. We'll teach you how to play. We'll watch Henry.
You can't teach us how to play and watch Henry, though, at the same time.
That's true. And you can't bring him in, because what happens if a little pickleball hits him?
He can't get hit by things.
We'll put a little shield.
Kids make life difficult.
Maybe we play in your backyard.
Maybe protection.
We just need a smooth surface.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have that smooth of a surface.
But we can start playing against a wall.
You can learn the rules. Rules of the game.
And get really good hand-eye coordination.
You can go out there and practice.
Yeah. You play against the wall. You get really good at, like, hand-eye. And then by the time you're, like, playing other people, you're, like, fast as fuck.
Yeah.
I used to play badminton. I really liked badminton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Racket sports.
Poppy said it was kind of similar.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, not.
I feel like it's more similar to ping pong than it is to tennis. A lot of people say it's, like, very similar to tennis, but.
Ping pong's so fast. So like,
yeah,
Forrest Gump.
But it's like ping pong, but humans instead of arms. Well, I guess there's arms too, but you know what I mean.
Well, my obsession kind of goes with your obsession of pickleball. It's not a sport, but when you're doing pickleball, I bet you're working up an appetite because you're working out. Keith and I are on our hashtag health journey again.
Okay. You're obsessed with eating.
I love to.
I was like, how is that? How are we segueing?
I do love food. But it is kind of along those lines. Like, Keith and I are very live to eat people, not eat to live people.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to find the balance of like what food to eat that's good, but also that tastes good. But then it's also nutritious. Yeah. And then also not being like, you know, with a baby in the house, you don't want to be like, this is a bad food.
Right.
Oh, we're so bad eating ice cream. I was like, no, you're eating ice cream. It's food. Food doesn't have feelings.
Yeah.
But we're trying to like meal prep. Mm-hmm, it's really fucking boring.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you're
it's like
obsessed.
Leftovers every day.
What kind of leftovers? Like what are you making? Yeah, are you making it on Sunday?
What are your meals? What are your meals?
Well, we're really making it at literally any time we're available. Yeah. So Keith will turn the grill on and then grill like three different kinds of meats. And he'll grill them in like, you know, with Asian spices, with Greek spices, with Italian spices. And then we'll go through the protein and he'll grill a bunch of vegetables at the same time. Yeah. And then we put those to the side and then I'll just have like rice. And then we'll do the rice, the protein, and the veg. And I'm so bored.
Oh,
a lot of grill.
Yeah.
Grill action.
I feel like you got to get saucy.
It's easier on the grill.
You should get saucy with your sauces. I'm a saucy gal.
But like what kind of sauces?
I mean, you could do like a citrus one. You could do a peanut one.
Oh, peanut.
You can't do citrus or tahini because of freak tongue out there.
Oh, right.
Well, maybe
it's his little geographic tongue.
Maybe you just do it on yours. But like, he'd be the bored one. You have your own sauce.
Like, eat it plain.
Yeah.
Eat it plain.
Every man for himself. Awesome. Gotta go.
Yeah.
He can have the salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A peanut sauce sounds good.
Yeah. Like that a creamy peanut sauce.
Or tahini.
Yeah.
Can he do yogurt sauces?
No, he can't do yogurt. He can do yogurt. He can't do tahini.
What about tahini. Like a sesame? I feel like he can do a sesame sauce.
The yogurt sauces.
Tzatziki?
Tzatziki. That's what I was thinking of. Tzatziki sauce.
Yogurt? Yeah.
Tahitzi sauce. Tahitzi sauce.
What about a garlic?
I want that tahitzi.
A garlic sauce?
Oh, garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garlic sauce. A lot of garlic. Wait, what's going on with his tongue? I know he has that weird like, oh, yeah. So he has that weird thing.
Yeah. His... So he has a geographic tongue, and he also has a fissured tongue. So the fissures are what actually like lets spice and citrus.
Oh.
And then for some reason, tahini burns him. Oh. I don't know what the deal with that is. I don't know the science.
I mean, there's like still
baby burn.
Citric acid in there.
He says, ouch. So we try not to do too much stuff like that.
But he's a sensitive taster.
He's a very sensitive taster.
That's probably what he made a career off of that practically.
Oh, in some ways. Yeah. I feel like it did like give him a spidey sense of like being like, I can taste XYZ in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's bizarre. But yeah, okay. We'll look up a peanut sauce. That's a good one. That's one we haven't done.
Yeah.
Because it just gets so boring.
Boring.
I mean, do you miss?
Correct
most?
Me if I'm wrong. Does he like Szechuan just because that's like it's a different kind of spice. It's not like a sting.
It's a numbing spice.
It's a numbing.
He likes Szechuan flavors, the numbing spice. I don't like
you
it.
You don't. Okay.
I'm like, I don't want my water to taste fucked up. I'm like, I'm eating dinner, drinking water. It tastes like metal.
Yeah, like, I forgot about that. Yeah.
He loves it. See, I love really spicy. He loves really numbing.
Mm.
But it's hard.
What foods are you missing? Like what were you eating before that you're no longer eating?
I mean, we ate like a lot of pizza. I mean, it was pizza like a lot. Well, because also with a baby, it's like the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Even when you make it at home, it's like just easy.
I mean, a pizza can be healthy.
A pizza can be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But then it doesn't taste as good. It's just like a normal pizza. I don't know. I want things that taste good.
Candy.
I feel like...
Are you still on your candy diet, too?
Well, no, we don't do... We started... Once we started working out more...
Each container for each meal.
Yes! People have pill boxes. I have Sour Patch boxes. No, we started doing no sugar during the week. Like, no sugar at all.
No process?
Yeah, like, no candy. So no candy, no cookies,
refined.
No cakes. Yeah. But on the weekends.
No natural.
Live, laugh, love.
Eat that raw sugar.
Pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Pixie sticks.
Showering in it. No, I think we just did a lot of takeout before.
Yeah.
But I think that's also normal with a newborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, once you cook something, dang, you got to clean it up.
Yeah.
That's why I like the grill.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So little cleanup. At least for me. I don't clean the grill.
So little.
Barely any cleanup.
I mean, you just got to get out that... What did the one pot?
The Instapot?
The Instapot.
I used it once and it scared me. Matt Eugene got
an
Instapot.
Oh, yeah, you have to get on the Instapot recipes.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That's easy. You literally just put everything in and just let it sit all day.
It's not, though. That's a crock pot. You put it in and let it sit all day.
This could also be a crock pot.
Had like instructions that were like, you're going to burn your hand off if you touch this depressurizer at the wrong time.
Just,
and I was like.
Yeah, you just wear a mitt.
I was scared.
I mean, you'll also burn your hand off on the grill. So, you know.
Yeah, but I don't grill. So. I guess that's, yeah, more foods that Keith can cook. I don't cook. Okay, peanut sauce. I feel like I've learned something in peanut sauce. We'll add it to the list.
Woo!
Send me your sauces.
Okay.
Now, in terms of the obsession, did you watch Trolls?
I did watch Trolls. I did. I was there opening. I think I was there on Thursday night. It was technically released. Their release date was like Friday or whatever. I was at one of the first screenings. There were.
Did you wear your troll hair?
No, I didn't. But I did.
Missed opportunity.
I didn't. I wore a pink sweater, though. Just like as like a wink, wink, like, hello, I'm here.
Wink, wink, hello, Trolls.
We sat very close to the front of the screen. It was Zach's sister, her husband. Me and Zach came from work. We had planned it like a month in advance. We're like, we're going to this screening. And he had to go to San Diego that night for another video. Yeah. So he literally came from work, watched it with us, and then left. But
I mean, you have to buy your tickets in advance for Trolls.
Exactly. I mean, like the entire theater was like packed. No. It was like maybe five other families. Everyone had children with them. And we were in the front and center dancing our little butts off, and all the kids loved it. Aww, we were having such a good time. It was cute. I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It is boy band centered.
Okay.
And who would have thought that NSYNC reunited for the Trolls movie? If you would have told me that when I was however old.
Miracles 10, do happen.
I thought it was fun.
Was the music good?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was your favorite song? What was your favorite song?
I liked 1 and 2 better. Zach is arguing with me and saying that he loved number 3. But
he loves to be a contrarian.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. But Stephanie also said the same thing. She's like, Maggie, you're crazy. I was like, no, I'm not. I like number 1 and I like number 2. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is fine.
I've heard the opposite on the Tickety Talk. People were like, Trolls 2 they didn't like it.
Trolls 2?
3.
3?
Is this 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't like it.
I know. I'm kind of, that's how I feel.
The vibes have been off is what they said.
Spoilers. Can I say it? Is anyone else going to actually watch this movie?
Well, I'll watch it once it's free for me to watch.
Branch and Poppy kissed. And I was like, oh my God, there's going to be so many more. Yeah. And you've wanted this to happen since like the first movie. And they smooch. I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be a Trolls wedding in the future. There's going to be so many Trolls, guys. There's going to be so many movies.
They're going to make so many Trolls.
Yes, they are.
Oh, their story's just beginning.
Exactly.
Their story's just beginning.
Yeah. But it was very wholesome, very cute. I enjoyed. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I love that journey for you. And I'm glad it lived up to what you wanted it to be.
Yes. I cannot wait to bring Henry to the next one. I will be borrowing Trolls him and being like,
The first one he can go to is going to be Trolls 32 or something.
Yeah, I guess it depends on when the next one comes out.
I'm going to give it a couple years. No screen time under two.
You're at the movie theater. Like, enjoy, Henry.
Yeah, because I will only get older. And I was like, I feel strange being the only like adult in here. But we had such a good time.
I think it's funnier seeing movies, like kids movies in a kids theater. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is like 100 times funnier. Yeah. I saw one of the Frozen 2 I saw in a kid's theater at like 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. It was hilarious. The kids were freaking out the whole time. Oh. Kids were calling it boring.
They were heckling.
They were heckling Olaf.
Oh my God.
They were out of control. Someone was getting up and moving in front of you every 5 seconds. Someone's going to the bathroom. It was just funny. It was like, oh, this is how this was meant to be watched.
Yeah.
This is how this was built.
This is
the
it.
The target
this
audience.
Yeah. 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 Well, friends, that was beautiful. I'm glad to know what you're all obsessed with right now. Guys, we have some advice that the audience has asked us.
Okay.
And these are ones I tried to find ones that were not questions that we had answered before, like themes of questions we'd answered before, you know? Because we often say, talk to your friend, talk to your boyfriend, talk to XYZ.
Yeah.
We need to find the ones that are out there. That are wild, that are crazy.
You found some wild ones?
Not really. Loco. I mean, I found some wild Am I the Assholes.
Okay, good, good, good.
Those were pretty crazy. I would say these are just more like I don't know, like almost like logic questions. I wanted to know. I don't know.
Look at your life, look at your choices.
Look at your life, look at your choices kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So our first one, we're going to call her Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica.
She says, hey there. Hi. I've listened to you guys since you were starting out and think you guys give such good advice, and I needed to see if you could help me out. My husband and I have been married for 2 years and live together. We're at the point in our lives where he makes significantly more money than I do. I'm talking, he pays all the bills and helps me pay for groceries from time to time. We're both very transparent and comfortable talking about our financial situation with each other, and this system has never been an issue for us. The problem is that for every birthday, holiday, and anniversary, he gets me a wonderful gift that I absolutely love, but is usually pretty expensive. I'm super grateful for everything he gets me, but deep down, I know I'll never be able to give him anything even close to as nice as how much money I make compared to him, and it really upsets me. I've tried communicating this to him, but he just brushes it off and tells me it doesn't bother him, but I can't help feel like it does. Have any of you guys ever felt this way? I have no idea how to deal with this and would love your insight. Thank you for all the laughs you guys give. Keep doing you.
Mm. Thanks, Jessica.
Jessica? What do we think? The hubs makes more money, gets way better presents, according to her. He says it doesn't bother him, but she's like, it's gotta.
I mean, better, more expensive doesn't always equal better.
True.
Agree.
That's the thing, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the worth of a present shouldn't be how much money he spent on it.
Yeah. And he may express love and she may receive love by monetary items or like physical items. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he enjoys doing that. And he may not be someone who receives love in that way. So knowing your partner is a second one. Mm-hmm. If it bothers you, I mean, they're married. Mm-hmm. They're married. I feel like when you have like a joint bank account,
it sounds like they don't.
Oh, some people don't. It sounds like finances when they get married. I mean, and they might have a prenup. Yeah. We don't know. You know.
I have a lot of friends that don't join finances. Mm. That keep everything separate and just have. There's actually another question about this later on, guys. Don't you worry.
Percentage wise, though, he might be spending exactly the same amount of percent. So it's the same amount of.
That's what I think is like thinking about it in terms of equity as opposed to like the exact monetary value. Like if he's spending, this is not what he's spending, but if he's spending 30% of his paycheck on your gift and you spend 30% of your paycheck on his gift, if your paychecks are different amounts of money, you're still spending the same amount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're just monetarily different. Though I could get how you would be like, okay, don't buy me diamond earrings. I'm going to give you baseball cards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're thinking in terms of like what the physical present is.
Right.
But it sounds like it bothers her a lot.
Maybe and talking it sounds to like your partner and kind of deciding like, hey, for this birthday, can we spend kind of in this range, it makes me feel uncomfortable when you spend like this much more money on
me. But she said she did.
Oh, right.
She said she talked to him. She said,
how is he always knowing exactly what to get her? Like, is she is she like leaving hints? You know what I mean?
Maybe it's just
like,
really
is she like leaving
giver.
The Pinterest board open of the diamond earrings and that's how he always knows to get her those gifts? Right? Like maybe she could, you know, lead him to what a gift that wouldn't cost as much is what I'm getting to.
Oh, right? You know what I mean?
So like instead of him thinking like, oh, she loves those diamond earrings, I'm gonna get her diamond bracelet to match it. Uh-huh. She could like drop hints, be like, oh, I really love that new air fryer. Like, you know, something like that. It's like not as expensive. Like something that she would think would be more equitable and something that she wants too. Yeah. So then she would still be happy with the gift.
Right.
So like making him think it's his idea when it's not his idea.
Right? I also feel like she's like projecting what she wants onto him because he says he's fine with it. And I feel like if people tell you something, you kind of got to take him for that.
Yeah.
Because you can't like constantly be like, well, he meant this or I think he's upset about this. It's like, well, you kind of got to take people for what they say. And if it really doesn't bother him, if the only thing that bothers you is that you think he's bothered, even though he's telling you he's not bothered.
That's true.
That is.
That sounds like a you problem, not a him problem. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she needs to like look inward.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a deeper insecurity about the pay difference.
Right.
But what
I mean,
do you
do? Never like to feel like you owe people anything. But I mean, they are married and I feel like he probably just likes getting her nice gifts and. She needs to learn how to, not learn, she needs to receive them.
Yeah. She needs to learn to see that. I mean, she could also not equate the actual value of buying the gifts mm-hmm. with like adding something else in. Like maybe it takes her a lot more time
mm-hmm.
around the gift because time is money, right? So mm-hmm. you're putting a lot more time into the gift than that he would.
Yeah.
Right? So it feels like you're working a little bit more for it too.
Yeah.
Like just to help her mentally do those gymnastics.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
If she feels better about that, like doing some type of experience.
Yeah. So we think it's more of like a look inward situation where mm-hmm. it's like, look at what you think the actual like deeper root of this right. is because your husband's telling you it's fine. Mm-hmm. So you either don't believe your husband, which then you have to look inward
yeah.
and be like, why don't I believe my husband? Or look inward on why that inequity upsets you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just trick him by trying to pretend.
Leaving a Pinterest board.
The Pinterest board of what you really want at Christmas.
The air fryer.
Let him really know you want the air fryer. You know?
Have you guys ever gotten into a situation where it was like Christmas or a birthday or a holiday or something and someone got you like a really amazing present, but you didn't get them an amazing present?
No, I always give like amazing gifts. No.
I'm always amazing.
There's been times where friends have gotten me something and then I didn't get them something, you know, then you kind of feel
bad. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you, what do you right? do? Do you then, like, the next week be like, oh, and here's this present?
Yeah, do you panic buy something?
I don't, but I'm also a person that is not great at prepping gifts for holidays and, like, birthdays and stuff. It takes, mm-hmm. like, a lot of mental effort. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a person that will just, like, see something that I know someone will like and I'll buy off the cuff and give it to them without an occasion.
Yeah.
More of a thing. Oh, you know what I mean?
It's more fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like receiving those more. Because then you're like, oh,
you thought of
me. I never expect gifts from anyone. You know, it's like your presence is the present.
Yeah. Right? That's how I feel about it. I'm like, I'm mm-hmm. always surprised when I get a present.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I'd love a present right now.
I'd love a present.
And speaking of, Oh, when you guys were little, did your parents tell you that Santa brought all your presents? Or did they say that they and Santa brought the presents?
Santa brought my presents.
Santa bought all my presents.
And Mrs. Claus.
And Mrs. Claus. Can't forget about her.
Yeah. Santa got me and one. Mrs. Claus. One present. And the stockings. And then my parents got me the rest.
That's what Keith said. His parents said Santa got him the other things, but the big thing.
They want all the credit.
They bought him.
They gave all the credit to Santa.
Yeah, my parents gave all the credit to Santa.
We also got one present before Christmas. Like leading up to Christmas that Rudolph left us.
Oh. Rudolph, that little minx.
Rudolph would leave us a present.
Wait, Rudolph went rogue?
When he's scouting
his
route.
You know? How did Rudolph get there?
It's root.
He just like I left Santa. He has work to do the next night. My goodness.
That is so cute. Yeah,
right. It was the night before or it was just like leading up?
Leading up.
Okay. Yeah.
Usually like a week or something.
I was shook when I found out that Santa wasn't real. I was shook.
You're destroyed.
Shooketh?
I was shook. I didn't believe it. I was like, what?
Who told you? Your mom?
I didn't believe it.
I think it was my older sister. She like laughed at me.
I was
like,
no.
What are you talking about?
She wanted to crush your dreams. Yeah. She's like, this is mine.
I was like, what? Who eats those cookies?
Who leaves the dirty footprints?
Yeah. I'm so shook. Anyway.
Who eats the cookies? Do you think your parents actually ate the cookies or do you think they just put them back in the box?
No, they absolutely take little nibbles. And they're like, look, he's here.
He's here.
Liars.
Just kidding. Did you also leave out a carrot for Rudolph or no?
We would leave carrots. Baby carrots.
Leave carrots. Yeah.
Yeah, they took little nibbles.
For the reindeers.
Rudolph was a really big part of it.
Rudolph was like, well, he was a farm boy.
Yeah. Rudolph was the
Rudolph
star.
Rudolph is important. I mean, he literally guides them the whole way.
Yeah. That's true.
He was their GPS.
And he was a victim of bullying. So it's a really, like, it's an underdog story.
Yeah.
Go Rudolph.
Go Rudolph. Hashtag Rudolph as a hero. Okay, so we think that girl should talk to her. Should look inward. See what's really bothering you.
Self-reflect.
It seems like it isn't the actual gift that's bothering you. It seems like something else is upsetting you.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to figure out what that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is an Am I the Asshole that someone sent us actually from Reddit. That one was from our DMs.
Oh.
That was from our emails. That wasn't a Reddit Am I the Asshole.
Oh, I think we can go by on Reddit, honestly.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank you, Ma'am.
Ma'am.
We love to see it. Okay. This one.
This one looks long.
Really made the Redditors scream. They really Reddited over this one. Am I the asshole for expecting my partner to pay half of my hospital bill? Okay, coming here as a last resort because I genuinely think this problem could be the end of my marriage.
Oh, no.
My husband, 35 male, and I, 32 female, welcomed our first baby 3 months ago. We've been married 7 years now and decided it was time to expand our family. Everything was going well, and we were in our little newborn bubble of bliss until the hospital bills came.
Oh, no.
Both my husband and I have jobs. Everything financially is split 50-50. But we've always kept our money separate with the exception of a joint bank account for bills. Throughout the duration of my pregnancy, I planned to go for an unmedicated birth with as little intervention as possible. That was up until I hit the 24-hour mark of labor. I caved and got the epidural, which I was open to needing. To having if needed. My husband had no problem with it, even encouraged it. When the bill came, he brought it to me to pay all $8,000+ of it after insurance from my personal savings. I asked why. He said, "You're the one who couldn't hold out for a few more hours and jacked up the bill with all your meds and extra night stays, and he shouldn't have to pay for all of my requests. If what? I wanted luxury, I should expect to pay for it."
What?
I was stunned and flipped out, but I'll spare you the details. He refuses to budge, calling me a princess for expecting him to pay for all of the extra add-ons I requested at the hospital. This is by far the biggest issue in our 14-year-long relationship so far, and I'm so lost on where to go from here. I gave in and paid the bill. But since then, we haven't talked as much. And honestly, I just feel disrespected. Do I have a right to feel this way? Or is it just hormones? Am I the asshole for expecting him to contribute towards the cost of my childbirth?
No!
What does WIBTA stand for? WIPTA. Would I be the asshole? Mm. Would I be the asshole for considering leaving him?
I wonder if he doesn't have money somehow in his bank account. Although they said they had a joint bank account for bills, which seems like this is exactly what
I feel like
for.
This is a bill. I'm also
also his child.
Yeah.
He's helping pay for that child.
Yeah. And if you don't pay for the hospital stay and she divorces you, you know, it's more expensive is 18 years of
child support.
Child support.
Yeah.
Why are you getting finicky over
the
birth?
He is the asshole. She is not
the
asshole.
He is the asshole.
100%. He is the asshole.
I cannot believe he's making her feel bad for requiring pain control. What?
Yeah,
I feel like you should be.
Ooh. Yeah, that is like a huge red flag. I think you should be mad at the hospital. Like, did I love seeing that my Zyrtec was like $800 or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
No, but I was mad at the hospital.
Yeah.
I was mad at insurance, not your partner.
That's, no.
Ugh.
It is not her fault. She has no blame.
I think she needs to take that baby and run.
Yeah. Oh, my
Get
gosh.
Out of there.
There's something going on.
Something weird. That's weird. Happening.
Yeah.
Isn't that cray cray? I feel like there was an update too. So what would you do? Would you leave your, should she divorce him?
I feel like there's something going on.
I feel like, the fact that he won't budge, I was like, maybe my first instinct would be like, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. And we are a united front. This is our child. This is our bill. There's a lot of blaming going on.
A lot of blaming.
Which, oh my gosh.
That's bad.
That's horrible, especially like just having given birth. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's good not baby. Budging or willing to talk to her or like
okay, this
talk
is
to therapy or something, then like.
Therapy for sure.
Yeah.
So this is someone posted, they tried to take a photo of the only comment on this post that the woman put. But she said these were the luxuries that he said she had. The epidural. She was in labor 14 additional hours after it, but since she had already went 24 hours without it, she should have just been able to make it the extra 14 hours.
That's not how that works.
14 hours is a long time.
Jesus.
Really long it's not time. Just like Jesus. An hour.
Yeah.
That's more
Even
than a work
an hour
day.
Is a long
Yeah.
That's more than a work day.
Yeah.
That's a full work day.
Yeah. I also think
overtime work day.
It's also
14 hours.
Negating like her actual pain and being like, well, it's not that bad. Okay.
Do you want to do it?
You want to do it?
Yeah.
How can you speak from that perspective? What are you? That's insane.
The second thing that she added on is a luxury, a lactation consultant. She should have just read more books on her own about it.
It feels like he's not going to help with the baby.
Yeah.
It seems like he's trying to leave. Yeah. Yeah. Just wait till you hear the rest of it. This is crazy. And a lactation consultant, for people who don't know, are people that are trained in how to get your baby onto your boob for nursing, for breastfeeding. Because babies do, like, they have an innate ability to do it, but then nobody shows you how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Henny was in the NICU, so they did show us how to do it. That was like plus one on
it
that
doesn't
side.
Come
but they
easy
literally like
to
send
everybody
you home with a baby.
Yeah.
And there could be issues with supply, how much you're making, how much you're not making.
The baby suck.
Yeah.
The coordination.
They could have a tongue tie.
Yeah.
There could be any sort of thing. So a lactation consultant is really, really helpful.
And they specialize in that.
Yeah.
You can't read about all the different factors that could go on in one book.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's like a career.
Yeah. That doesn't make you an expert reading a book. Number three, the third luxury is the nursery fee. Quote, "It's our baby, so he should stay in the room with us no matter how sleep deprived we are." So he didn't want to build a nursery.
I feel like he could have taken the... Wait, the nursery in the hospital?
No, the nursery in their home. He doesn't want the baby to have their own room. The baby should stay in the room with them no matter what.
Wait, he's adding that to the charge? Mm-hmm.
Psycho.
Mm-hmm. He should have said something before they built the nursery. Yeah, right.
That's why I was
that
like,
is really weird.
Yeah.
There's something also, else
I think
going
he's,
on
I think
here.
He's in debt or something.
Yeah. He's got to be. I'm also like, you don't have to have your nursery built like the minute the baby is born.
And also like pulling out all these like factors that have nothing to do with the hospital bill makes not
like
a lot of sense.
Okay, Matt, cribs
like
are expensive.
Yeah.
You could get one at Goodwill. Like there's so many, you know, you could find a secondhand one. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, you can, but it is kind of dangerous to do secondhand car seats, cribs.
Yeah.
Things like that because it's general safety for the baby. You don't know what condition those things are in. So it is tough.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's expensive. You can make it work.
It's expensive.
There's ways to make it work.
Matt will pay for your baby, ma'am. Matt's going to be the baby's daddy now.
Oh, my God.
The number four luxury, the extra stay overnight that was encouraged by the medical staff for her recovery and exhaustion.
That seems like it was medically necessary and encouraged.
Also, what? I don't think any one of my friends has ever said that the hospital wanted them to stay. Usually they're like, get them out.
Yeah.
They're like, it's hitting midnight. Your insurance is going to bill another day. Get out of here. Like,
also,
if they're telling you to stay,
there's something.
Something is wrong. You need help.
Also, staying at a hospital is the worst.
Yeah. Why would
like,
you
that's
want
not a luxury.
It?
That's like, oh my gosh,
not
I
fun.
Have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Extra. Well, and since you got the epidural, you can't walk for a certain period of time after you get an epidural.
Oh,
and you have to have like I think you have to have a bowel movement after you have an epidural too.
Oh,
because you have
so
like
she was in labor for like 38
pee-pee.
Hours.
Yeah,
she's
it was like days.
Gonna be, she's obviously going to be exhausted.
Yeah. So that was her luxury. Her fifth luxury was the food she ate. I should have packaged snacks because I knew it was going to be long.
Childbirth, so luxurious. What?
I'm also like, I feel like they would bill you for the food in a hospital regardless if you ate it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I think it's just like built into your stay.
Like
so that's
college,
like
they make you buy it.
Nitpicky. Yeah. Number six, postpartum supplies because she should have brought her own.
Like diaper? Like what?
He could have done all of these things.
Yeah.
He could have brought postpartum supplies. He could have brought food.
Yeah. I don't get why he didn't pay for any of that. So there are certain things that they give you in the hospital, like the little undies, the little like tux pads. You do end up paying for them through your insurance or through the hospital bill. You can buy them outside. But like, I don't even know how to deny something like that if they just give it to you. You know what I mean? Like once it's already filled, how do you deny it?
Yeah.
And I'm also like,
it to you and you need it.
Yeah. Why would you need to buy those things before?
Yeah. How would you even know what you would?
I think he doesn't know about having babies.
Yeah.
This one was crazy. His seventh luxury was when they did the blood testing, the wife requested a specific test for something that runs in her family. So it was her fault that she needed blood special testing.
Oh my god.
Your DNA is not your fault.
Like, I think,
you know what I mean? You cannot choose to have that.
The divorce papers need to be filed. Yeah. Like, what?
How has this not come up even like before? I am so sorry you procreated with this person. He seems awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was this was the entire list. His entire list of why she was greedy and selfish with her stay and why he wasn't going to pay a dime for it because she didn't really need any of it.
Oh my god.
I mean, I hope that these become viral enough that he gets shamed. He feels shame.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is shaming him in the comments. One of the comments is, if I was the original poster, I'd remind him that alimony and child support for 18 plus years would cost him a lot more than $8,000. And I'd make sure that he knew that I was deadly serious. And someone replied, also tell his mom on him.
Ooh, tell his mom.
The other thing, though, it's $8,000 total, so they'd each be paying $4,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the other thing. That's like $4,000 at the end of your lifetime is like...
I also
for an American, it's not going to be crazy, you know?
I feel like it's also not taking into consideration any of the emotional labor that she had to deal with. Emotional, physical, like all the things that were stressful outside of money. Like, he didn't have to do those things.
He didn't
have
to carry a baby for however many months.
He was in pain for 24 hours.
30 some odd.
You are not the asshole, he's the asshole.
He's the asshole and I divorce him. 100%.
I wanted an update so bad. But
I can't find one.
Yeah.
I think there's no fixing that.
I feel like if this is going to be an argument that you have now, like what's it going to be at the next milestone?
Yeah.
Also, even if it was like,
God forbid the child is sick and it's like, this is your child that you birthed, so you get to front this bill. Like that makes no sense.
Or the genetic testing, if you ended up having whatever that was, it'd be like, well, this came from your side of the family, so you need to pay for it.
It's like even if it wasn't baby related, like she needed like a knee replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't pay for her knee replacement?
Yeah.
Like that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's awful. I think it's definitely something deeper going on in this relationship. And also like I feel like in situations like this with kids, you have to look at like that's who you want your kid looking up to.
Yeah.
Like that's the example that you want to set for your kid of either how they're supposed to treat others or how they're going to treat someone one day. Mm-hmm. Like, not a chance.
Like, when is she going to a car accident and was in a coma? And she can't pay any bills.
She would stay there forever because he wasn't going to do it.
What would happen to her? She needs to get out because
she needs to get out.
He does not have her back.
No. Yeah. She
if
can't
something
trust
happens,
him.
He's not going to take care of her.
Uh-uh.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't sound like there's any, like... They're not like leaning on each other at all.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, be free. And that's not... I don't think that's the case... For most people who split their finances. I feel like every friend or family member that I have that splits their finances, even though they're married or have been together for like, you know, 10, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
That's not what it sounds like.
No. Mm-mm.
That joint account for bills definitely includes children.
Yeah. A hospital
children,
bill.
Children, hospital bill.
Yeah, anything
like,
medical, insurance. Anything medical. All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what you're, you know, you're supposed to be healthy. There together.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'd leave his ass.
Bye.
I'd say goodbye.
Bye.
Get child support, girly.
I mean, especially going to the judge with this.
Yeah.
That judge is not going to be happy with that man.
Get it in writing. No. Get it in writing.
No, that judge is not going to be happy.
No. I'm also like, I mean, none of this was anything that we had talked about before having a baby, but I'm like, what is that conversation even like? Like, obviously she felt like she didn't have to have the conversation before of being like, okay, are we splitting this hospital bill?
Right.
You know, like she assumed that they were, like this seems like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it seems like, I would probably assume that too if I were her. Be like, oh yeah, it's going 100%. From our joint account.
50% of, definitely. 50% of us made this baby.
Yeah.
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 I mean, one of us is holding it, but 50% of us built it.
Yeah. Honestly, I carried it. You, here, Bill.
Yeah,
there you go.
Honestly,
bye.
You should play the whole thing.
You should play the whole thing. Goodbye.
Yeah. I did the labor. It's literally in the name.
Yeah.
It's labor. Literally in the name.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cray cray. I would leave him. Divorce.
Divorce.
Divorce in a minute.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The nerve of some people.
The nerve.
The nerve of some people.
And like having to deal with that when you should be healing and like bonding with, you don't
get
I also, that definitely makes me question, like, okay, what does her healing look like? Like, I'm sure he was like, get up, feed the baby.
Yeah.
You know, do the dishes. I was like,
make me a sandwich.
Yeah. It just seems like there's something like unhealthy going on with these two, especially like if she needed a lactation consultant, like that is like literally how the baby eats. I mean, that or formula. So like, are you not going to buy formula, daddy?
Formula is expensive. Lactation consultant is probably way less expensive than that formula.
Yeah. At the end of the day, probably in terms of like years, it's expensive. Henny's is like $25 or $26 for like a thing like this. And he only eats it once a day because he does both formula and milk. But you fly through.
Yeah.
You fly. Babies eat a lot. So is he never going to pay for that baby's food? We have questions.
We have lots of questions.
Questions. Don't procreate with bad men.
Trash.
Not for you. Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
Guys.
I have no idea where that's from.
Trash, not for you. Imagine a southern accent.
Give it to me.
Like
what is it?
It's from The Notebook.
The Notebook. I don't think I've seen The Notebook since it came out.
Wow, Matt.
You don't like to sob every once in a while?
Wow.
No. I like to be never happy, okay?
Only happy movies.
Happy movies.
Wait, who says that in The Notebook?
What's her name from American Horror Story? Jessica.
Oh,
the mom.
Oh, yeah.
That boy's trash, not for you. My friend Hannah and I say it all the time. Anytime someone says trash, it comes up. Okay, well, girl, serve those divorce papers. Yes. Get the F out of there.
Escape.
Mm-hmm. Escape.
Better now than honestly, because there's just going to be more issues down the road. So
it's like
a Band-Aid. It's going to hurt now, but you'll be happier later.
Yeah, right? You got to stick up for yourself and stick up for your kid.
Right. And I just think about like other issues that'll just come up naturally in the whole, in your whole life. Like you get sick because what? He's going to say, well, you didn't take care of yourself. You're getting sick because X, Y, and Z. I'm not paying for this bill.
Yeah.
What?
I'm also like, so how do they split? I know we said we were done with it, but I'm like thinking like, okay, so like cold medicine.
Right. He's like, well, you.
Like, is that not included in their
bills?
Well,
you have the cold. I'm not going to pay your cold medicine.
Yeah. Like, where
do we? Band-Aid, you got a cut?
It's like,
on your body. It's on your body. You
I'm not paying the electric bill this month because you had to take a bath and used hot water.
You blow dry your hair.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You blow dry your hair. I'm deducting. I think that's a lot of micromanaging. And I think that would not lead to healthy boundaries.
No.
No.
Not at all. You know, we do have healthy boundaries with this podcast, and that's why we're going to end it here. Because we're healthy, and we're going to divorce it right now.
Divorce.
I really didn't know how to swing that one into an ending.
It was good.
I swang somewhere in the room. Yeah. Is the transition in the room with us right now. That's actually probably what I'm most obsessed
Sometimes
with.
Sometimes the best
is people
decision is just
that.
To let go.
Ooh.
Right? Wow. Like on both of those.
That is.
Yeah, let go.
Let go.
Let it go.
And which brings us back to Frozen.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, thank you guys for sitting with us. We had a blast today helping you with your Am I the Assholes and your questions. Remember, the moral of the story is just let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just let go of what's not serving you. Easier said than done. But we will see you all next week. We have even more questions and Am I the Asshole saved for you. Can't wait to hear what you think. But until then, make sure you're washing your hands, getting vaccinated, voting, registering to vote. What are the pee after sex?
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others.
Be kind
tip
to
your
others.
Servers.
Tip your servers. Sneeze and cough into your arms, not your hands. And Maggie, lead us out with your favorite Trolls quote.
Oh, gosh. Hold on.
Or your favorite message from
Hold
the
on.
Trolls
There's
movies.
Like a Trolls. There's a very funny. Oh, I can't. Hey, I'm not giving up today.
Yes. Yes,
that's
Maggie.
A good one. That's a good one.
And on that beautiful note,
we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.